Little Bandaged Days by Kyra Wilder. Read by Laurel Lefko. It wasn't true what my mother said when I called to show her the apartment about the light. I held the phone up and tiptoed around while E and B napped, but she only kept saying, "It's so dark. I can't see a thing. You always live in the darkest places. Isn't there a window you can open?" she said. "I'm worried about you." I told her I was fine, that it was amazing here, that E had fed swans by the lake, that I had already learned to say bonjour. "Bonjour," I said, and wiggled my fingers at her through the screen. I wanted her to see me like that. Speaking French, I mean. I had a baguette in the kitchen for her to see too, lying half-cut on the wooden board with some piece or other of cheese next to it. A cherry tomato. She said she couldn't see inside the kitchen. "Turn on a light. Oh, for goodness sake," she said. The signal wasn't really very good in the apartment, so her words came out all at once, or not at all, and her face either jerked around the screen or was frozen. "Oh, for goodness sake," she said again. I wiggled my fingers at the screen in a goodbye sort of way and mouthed, "I love you," slow, like I was shouting it. "Talk soon," I said, hoping she could hear me, and air smooched and pushed the red button to send her away. "Oh, for goodness sake," she would have said that again. She would have been unhappy when I hung up on her like that. She wouldn't have liked it a bit, but E would be up soon, and I wanted to have a snack ready for her. I liked the light, the half-light, really, in the apartment. It was gray, soothing. To me, it felt like the inside of an oyster, delicate and safe and tucked away with us inside it. Everything was cool and clean and new. The ceilings were low, that was true. My mother had been right about that. Well, what did I expect? The apartment was on the ground floor of a hulking great concrete building, a dumpy gray block that made no concessions to those that might be looking at it. It didn't bow or straighten up or take off its hat. It only squatted on its patch of gravel, like a dog maybe, shitting in the grass. I loved that about it. I specifically did, especially when I tumbled out of it in the morning with B, with E, with my hair a bit more wild than I would have liked, and my skirt not matching my shirt, and everything pilled and wrinkled and pulling at me. I liked to have it behind me, my great big ugly building, with my beautiful apartment nestled safe inside it like a pearl. It didn't even have balconies or window boxes, the building. It wasn't that kind of place. If the people that lived in the other apartments had beautiful things, if they were stylish, if they loved flowers, lace underwear, or a particular shade of purple, they kept all this to themselves behind their various doors. I had heard that was the way of things here, and it seemed to be true.